Talks and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. 6 days of ceremonies honoring the life of former President Jimmy Carter are underway.
I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta. Hundreds bathed in warm sunshine, looked on in silence, some saluting, as a motorcade, including a hearse carrying former President Jimmy Carter's flag-draped coffin, passed slowly through his small southwest Georgia hometown of Plains. A farm bell outside his boyhood home rang 39 times in honor of his presidency. The motorcade then headed here, some 140 miles from Plains, for a private memorial service at the Carter Presidential Center.
The late president will be remembered in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. That memorial is one of the reasons why you'll see even tighter security at certain airports.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. After the recent deadly events in New Orleans and Las Vegas, and in advance of the certification of Electoral College votes, the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter, and the inauguration, the Transportation Security Administration has put new security measures in place. On some flights bound for the three major airports that serve the nation's capital, Reagan National, Dulles, and BWI, TSA officers will be deployed to gates to inspect carry-on bags.
There is no specific threat. A massive winter storm is cutting a swath through the central U.S., meteorologist Craig Allen.
From the southern sections of North Dakota through all of western South Dakota, Nebraska, into Kansas, Missouri, winter weather advisories are actually being upgraded to winter storm warnings from Topeka, Kansas, right through major hubs like St. Louis over towards Cincinnati.
The storm is forecast to move east. It's summer in Australia and an extremely hot one. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports.
Victoria State in Australia is sweltering under a heat wave. The state in the southeast is warning about possible bushfires. Temperatures are about 25 degrees above average, hitting almost 100 degrees. Winds will bring cooler temperatures starting Sunday night.
Fire swept through a northwest Dallas shopping center Friday, killing hundreds, but not all of the animals at an exotic pet shop. CBS News Texas' Doug Dunbar reports.
Dallas Animal Services is taking care of nearly two dozen animals that survived, all thanks in part to Jasmine Sanchez, who picked up the phone and called 911.
I'm an animal lover, so I try to think about them. I'm happy for them, but I also feel really bad for a lot of them that died inside.
The animals are part of the story. A lot of people make their living inside this place. Business owners hope to get into that building tomorrow to see the scope of the damage.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
As the new year begins, activists are asking lawmakers and officials to figure out how to prevent school shootings, like the one that happened just weeks ago in Madison. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
While Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has called for a holistic approach, advocates say prevention starts with stronger gun laws. Lindsay Nichols with the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence says the state could require universal background checks for gun purchases or raise the age for gun possession.
We know that some of these shooters are young people themselves, and there are plenty of policies, for example, to keep guns out of the hands of youth. These are laws that some states have passed and some haven't. We need action from our lawmakers to protect our kids.
She says other options are to pass a red flag law or strengthen legislation on firearm storage. Giffords ranks states on a scorecard for their gun laws every year. Wisconsin most recently received a C grade. Nichols says time and again, they found the stronger a state's gun laws, the lower its gun death rate. And the weaker the laws, the higher the gun death rate.
We know that these gun laws work, and there really is no reason why legislators shouldn't be taking action to prevent these tragedies.
While Wisconsin has enacted basic gun safety laws, she notes the state could also pass bans on assault weapons or high-capacity magazines or lengthen the waiting period for a firearms purchase. Despite public pressure for new gun safety laws in 2020, Wisconsin has not passed any significant gun legislation in years. Democrats have tried unsuccessfully to introduce at least 30 gun safety measures since 2019. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January. It will be sunny, though. Today's highs only near 14, wind chills in the teens below zero. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows near zero. A bit milder on Sunday with highs in the upper teens. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news, and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh my goodness. We're back for another week. It goes by so fast. You know, I don't know if it's the older I get. I've had a birthday in the last couple of weeks. I'm not old, I swear to God. But here we are back again for another week. I hope you guys had a wonderful new year. Ours was great, super low key. Hang out with the kids. We were only off for one day, but going back to work on Thursday felt like it was a 2-week vacation. It was just agonizing. Oh my gosh. But hey, enough about me. We're going to get right to our guest here because this dude needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one. He's back with us, former congressman, nationally syndicated radio host, friend of the show, proud friend of mine, and all around good guy. What's up, Joe Walsh?
You are old. Quit saying you're not old. You're old.
I know. Oh my, man. You know, well, yeah, geez. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm kidding. I'm good. I hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you
Happy
too.
Happy New Year, all of that stuff. It was nice to chill because a bunch of you know what's going to hit the fan in real short order.
It really is. It's going to get real fast. And yep. We had a nice thing for the Surgeon General, gave us a nice gift to tell us all stop drinking. What the hell?
Yeah.
Who's that guy think he is, right? That. Yeah. Or she, yeah.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, no, Yeah, right. It's like, oh God, thanks a lot for that. As I want to speak to you, we were going to talk about. I wanted to really talk about what's going forward with the Democratic Party and all that stuff. But I want to start here. You were on the House Homeland Security Committee, so you know a thing or two about this topic.
Yep.
What happens when the unthinkable happens, like what happened in New Orleans and Las Vegas? Take us through that as a member of Congress.
Well, and just like this is just such a reminder because 12 years ago when I joined that committee and got sworn in as a member of Congress, at that time, the biggest terrorist threat in America was what happened in New Orleans, was Muslim Americans becoming radicalized and then committing acts of terror here on our homeland. 12 years ago, that was the thing. Mm. And it was the biggest threat. And we were all focused on it. And then 12 years go by. And, you know, to be honest, a few years ago, white supremacist terror, domestic terror, became the largest threat. But I think Americans began to believe the other one, Islamist terror, ISIS-inspired, Al-Qaeda-inspired terror is no longer a threat. It's always been here. And there were ISIS-inspired terror incidents when Trump was president. There've been a couple when in Biden's presidency. Yeah. So what happened in New Orleans is just a reminder that this is still a threat.
Yeah. How are members of Congress, is there a notification system that they get, or how does that happen?
Yeah, when something like this goes down, immediately every member of Congress is notified. And most members, there are different levels of kind of the classified information you can see.
Yeah.
And wherever you are at, whatever committee you're on, whatever seniority you have, you are immediately briefed on what happened and what we know. Because we think it's only just like the president and, you know, the FBI
right.
and Homeland Security. But the members of Congress have really key roles to play, and they need to be privy to what's going on as well. So I can tell you, my friend, immediately after New Orleans, those lines of...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
High post, Williams, fadeaway, 15-footer is through. Douglas down to one, Douglas flips it up to the free throw line, and it's good. On a driving shot there by Hallie Douglas.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
And the Wisconsin Badgers will start 2025 on the West Coast this afternoon as they find themselves in the Pacific Northwest, ready for a meeting against Oregon. Both teams sporting identical 10-4 records, and both are 1-2 in the Big Ten. From Matthew Knight Arena, it's Wisconsin versus Oregon. It's time for Badger basketball. Well, coming up on today's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the Oregon Ducks with graduate assistant Isaac Mills. We'll look inside the Badgers with the Badger Notebook. A quick spin around the Big Ten coming up as well. But up next, here from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In November 2022, Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment enshrining voting protections and expanding ballot access. After the legislature implemented the voters' directive, GOP legislators sued, claiming that only the legislature could make such changes. Proposition 2 mandated 9 days of early voting, protections for voters and election workers from harassment, and a tracking system for absentee ballots. It allowed for the funding of secure drop boxes and the counting of military and overseas ballots if postmarked by Election Day, and several other reforms. Conjuring the independent state legislature theory, which argues that the U.S. Constitution allows only legislatures to control election law, 11 Michigan GOP legislators sued. On December 20th, the Federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's denial of the Michigan legislator's claim. But importantly, it did so saying that while the individual legislators had no standing to bring the case, a full legislature could, leaving the door open a crack. The U.S. Supreme Court mostly dismissed the theory in 2023's Moore v. Harper case, but Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito appear to be all in on the theory. For the moment, the pro-voter reforms in Michigan are safe, but be watching for the independent state legislature theory to pop up again soon. We have the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back. The pregame show continues. Wisconsin on the road, taking on the Oregon Ducks this afternoon. Now joined by the Badgers head coach, Marissa Mosley. I want to take you back to the last game of your schedule, Minnesota at the Kohl Center. What did you like most from your team against that Gophers team?
I think that once we got past that first quarter and settled in, I thought we were really resilient. We were able to make a comeback. I thought we, scoring 24 points in that fourth quarter, we figured some things out. But I think those are the things that I probably took away most is that, we get off to a quicker start, a better start there. I think we're, definitely good enough to beat that team.
Yeah, what did you think of the, I'll call it the spark that freshman Jovana Spasovsky brought against the Gophers? I thought she kind of came in and kind of asserted herself well.
Yeah, I think that's what you want your freshmen and your players to continue to do, like keep working hard, keep learning and growing. And, when you come off the bench, you want to be able to have a spark. You want to be able to kind of take things to the next level. And so that was, much needed. And I think going forward, for the rest of the season, we've got to continue to have difference makers coming in off the bench.
Traveling to the West Coast is, I think, unique because obviously the time change, right? So yeah, I think you guys get out there on a Thursday night. You're going to stay on the coast all the way through Tuesday when you face Washington. Is there anything special you have to do with the team considering that, you're going to be out there for so long and there is a time change that their bodies need to get used to?
Not necessarily. I think that we're trying to be mindful of when we practice, when we get up. Obviously we don't always control our practice times, just with facility availability. But there's a lot of downtime. So, we're going to take the team to see the Space Needle when we're in Seattle. Today we had some competitive games just here in our meal room to try to use their minds a little bit, thinking about game plan and stuff. So just trying to break up the time. So, it's a lot of time in the hotel room. You don't want them to, sleep the day away or just kind of be on devices. And so I think that, it's a healthy balance. And then obviously being able to prepare for the games and execute in the games.
All right. Well, best of luck and thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks so much, John. Take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That's head coach Marissa Mosley. We'll get a scout of the Oregon Ducks next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day, and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger.
it didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back to the pregame show as the Badgers get set to take on the Oregon Ducks. Now joined by Wisconsin graduate assistant Isaac Mills to get a scout of Oregon. Isaac, the Ducks feature some of the top active scorers in NCAA D1. In fact, they're the top two active scorers in the Big Ten career-wise. Two players with over 2,000 career points. So I think we should start with talking about Peyton Scott and Deja Kelly. How do they impact the Ducks and what they want to do?
Yeah, they're really the guys who make them run. Deja Kelly played at UNC, so she's really, really good, played against really good competitors. She's really, really good in the mid-range, super physical, does a great job getting to her spot, which is the mid-range. Really good going left, and she can also get all the way down to the cup. And even a better defender, too, than people give her credit for. And then Scott, three-level scorer, wants to go right, can shoot the three, too. So she's going to be a tough one to guard.
Oregon has some size as well. Filipina Che is 6'8". So what do you need to be ready for with her?
Yeah, we got to definitely make sure she doesn't get deep position, because when you're 6'8", it's pretty easy when you get super, super deep in the post. And all you got to do is turn and finish, especially when you don't have somebody 6'8 guarding you. So we got to make sure we are able to push her out, be physical, don't let her catch it deep. And then we're going to try to double her at times, too, to throw her rhythm off and make sure she's not able to get easy buckets down low.
Finally, Oregon's defense. What kind of defense are you facing in the Ducks today?
Yeah, they're a pretty aggressive team. They'll deny one pass away. They have, like I already said, Kelly's a good on-ball defender. They're going to try to gamble and try to get steals and turnovers. They're one of the best teams in forcing turnovers in the Big Ten. So got to make sure we take care of the ball and take what they give us.
All right. Best of luck. And thank you for the time.
Thanks, John.
All right. That's Isaac Mills, graduate assistant. We'll be back with the Badger Notebook next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back. John Audius with you. The Badgers are in Eugene, Oregon, getting set to take on the Oregon Ducks. Time for the Badgers notebook, Wisconsin and Oregon. Meeting, well, for the first time in Big Ten play, the last time these two teams squared off in a basketball game, 2009, November 28th, the Badgers came away thanks to Tia Gant's lob pass to Lynn Zastro, who then laid it up and in through the hoop as time expired to give Wisconsin a 58-57 win over the Ducks. That, once again, was back in 2009. The Badgers do hold the series lead 2-1. A 2-1 record against Oregon. Sarah Williams, by the way, today, not only is she doing everything for Wisconsin, but a big chunk of it, right? She's scoring about 19 points per game. That's fourth in the Big Ten. She's third in the NCAA with 10 double-doubles. And after three blocks against Minnesota last time out, is now tied for second place all-time on the career blocks list with 181. One more block today, and she would have second place all to herself. Keep it right here. When we come back, a quick spin around the Big Ten next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Basketball fans, Matt's Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza here. As much as our Badgers are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub Pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub Pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in the generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
John Audius with you. Quick spin around the Big Ten. Just two Big Ten women's basketball games today, including in Eugene, Oregon, where the 10-4 Ducks host the 10-4 Wisconsin Badgers. The other game today, it's gone final. Number one, UCLA remains unbeaten. Lauren Betts, 25 points and 12 rebounds as the Bruins beat Indiana 73-62. The Hoosiers, who the Badgers played a week ago today, fall to 10-4 overall and 2-1 in the Big Ten. And we'll take a break when we come back. The starting lineups and the opening tip-off between the Badgers and the Ducks. That's coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
I'm Dan Schaefer.
Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back. John Audius with you. The Wisconsin Badgers are in Eugene, Oregon, where they're getting set to take on the Oregon Ducks. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for Oregon under their 11th year coach, Kelly Graves, who's 10-4 this season and 1-2 in the Big Ten. And the lineup looks like this. Nani Falatea is a 5'9 redshirt junior, leads the team at 41% from deep, coming off 3 3-pointers made in a win over Northwestern. Amina Muhammad is 6'4 and a junior. A transfer from Texas, scores about 8.5 points per game. Aliza Mevius is 5'10 and a junior transfer from Siena, scores about 6.5 points per game. Filipina Che is 6'8 and the senior from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, 5.9 rebounds per contest and shoots 51% from the floor. Tisha Kelly, 5'8 grad student, transfer from North Carolina, over 2,000 career points. Their other 2,000-point scorer is Peyton Scott, but she is not in the lineup for the first time this season. Not sure the availability of Scott and whether or not she'll play at all in this game for the Oregon Ducks, but that could be potentially big news for Wisconsin. Under head coach Marissa Mosley in her fourth season, the Badgers are 10-4. They are currently 1-2 in the Big Ten. Carter McCray wears number one. She is a sophomore. McCray at 6'1", scores about 10.5 points per game for Wisconsin this season. Tess Myers is the 5'9 grad student from transfer from Duquesne, scoring about 7 points per game. And Peyton Scott, by the way, is out today with an injury, scoring about 10.9 points per game this season, leading the Ducks in that category. Also for the Badgers, I mentioned Tess Myers. It's Ronnie Porter at 10.8 points per game. Natalie Leitzinger, the 5'8 grad student, as we are underway from Matthew Knight Arena. Look inside to Che, double team on her. Now down the lane, here's a drive and a layup good. Layup in for Muhammad. All right, back to the Badgers. Sarah Williams, 6'4 junior, also gets the start from Brooklyn, New York. Fourth in the Big Ten at scoring at 19 points per game. So now a jump ball in the corner has been called, and the possession arrow will, I believe, go to the Ducks. Sarah Williams in the corner trying to grab that one on the floor for the Badgers. Or hold on, let's take a look here. I believe it might be actually Wisconsin's ball. It will be Badgers' ball. Here's Leitzinger for three. It hits off the front side of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound to Nat. The Leitzinger and the Badgers have it. Just underway in the first quarter, scoreless against Oregon. It's Ronnie Porter outside right. Finds Sarah Williams, skips it to the far side. Catch and shoot, rainbow three by Tess Myers. Clangs off the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Ducks. Picked up by Oregon. They move it right to left into the front court. Oregon with the basketball. It's Kelly, 2,000-point scorer. Off to Mevius on the left side. Mevius leaves it to Muhammad at the left elbow. Jumper is up. And the jumper is no good. Ripped down by McCray. And now the other side. It'll be Natalie Leitzinger down low on the baseline to McCray, and a walk called against Carter McCray. So McCray gets called for the walk, and still scoreless here in the first quarter between Wisconsin and Oregon. Here's Mevius trying to cross the timeline. She does, throws it over to Kelly on the left wing. Kelly return pass to Mevius. Porter steps out to defend. 8.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between the Badgers and the Ducks. Kelly bouncing Muhammad down low. Bangs into a defender. And now a foul call. Then that'll be Carter McRae with the block down low. That's the first team foul against Wisconsin. And that is going to put the Ducks at the free throw line for two. First free throw is up and in. And the next one is up, and that one falls. So two at the free throw line, good by Muhammad. And it's a 2-0 Oregon start, 8:30 to play in this first quarter. Here's Ronnie Porter in the backcourt for the Badgers. Porter bringing it across the timeline for Wisconsin. 8:20 and counting to go in the first quarter. Porter on the right wing. Ronnie has it, hesitates to the corner, finds Williams near the free throw line. Williams trying to drive, got the ball stripped, got it back, now has a mid-post left. Back out to McRae. Shot clock's at 10. Here's Ronnie Porter crossing over. Porter, right of the lane, looking inside, caught by McRae down low. Shot clock winding down. Here is Sarah Williams, going to have to launch at the buzzer. It's a shot clock violation. Jumper by Williams comes too late. Oregon 9-1 at home this season. They're 10-4 overall. Badgers come in 10-4 as well. It's Ducks basketball. 7:47 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 Oregon. Inside, this is Che at 6'8", defended by Williams. Kicks it back out to Mevius. Mevius hands off to Kelly on the outside right. Now Kelly has it, driving with the left-handed drive. Left of the lane. At the Big Ten logo, drops it off inside. Che missed it, got it back, blocked by Williams, and it's picked up by Porter. A block by Sarah Williams on the 6'8" center for Oregon. Here's Ronnie out on top. And with that block, Sarah Williams now second place all time at the University of Wisconsin in career blocks. That's career block number 182 for Williams. Here's Porter, right wing for the Badgers. Finds Leitzinger out on top. Screen set by Williams. Leitzinger lost the handle, got it back. Now back to Sarah. Shot clock is getting close to zero. Here is a shot by Ronnie Porter. It's going to be off the front rim. No good as the shot clock was winding down. And it bounces out of bounds. It will be Oregon basketball. So it'll be Ducks ball now. 2-0. 6:54 to go in the first quarter. Oregon on top of Wisconsin. Both these teams come in with a 1-2 record in the Big Ten. Here's Deja Kelly, defended by Leitzinger. Screen set by Che. Has it near the right elbow. Fades, fires, and that one is going to roll in. 4-0, Oregon. Here's Jimenez, outside right for the Badgers. Giannis Jimenez, left-hand dribble. Jimenez gets a screen by Williams, has it on the right baseline. Now throws a pass as she's falling out of bounds over to Myers in the left corner. Finds Douglas. Halley, kick out to Myers. Shot clock starting to get low. Here's Myers for three. That one's going to clang off the rim, no good. Picked up by the Oregon Ducks. Front court, Kelly trailing for three. Rims out, Mevius, offensive rebound for Oregon. 5:57 and counting to go, first quarter. Now Kelly loops it inside. It's Che, double team on Che to Muhammad. Muhammad's going to go toward the basket. It's going to count and a foul.
Basket kill for Amina Muhammad.
Amina Muhammad, an and one.
On the shot by number 23, Giannis Jimenez.
So Jimenez now will be called for that foul, and at the line will be Muhammad. It's 6-0 Oregon start. Remember, the Badgers were plagued by a poor start last game at the Kohl Center. Free throw is short. Offensive rebound, Oregon. Picked up by Falatea. 5:40 and counting to go. First quarter, 6-0 Oregon. The Badgers talking about that slow start against Minnesota. Trailed the Gophers 10-0. In the first 2 minutes of the game, last time out at the Kohl Center, here is a spinning drive to the rim, missed by Mevius, and the rebound secured into the hands of Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas. Douglas calling for it, top of the key. She's wide open for three, and it's nothing but net. Douglas for three, and it's the first basket of the game for Wisconsin. 6-3 Oregon. 5:09 and counting to play in this opening quarter. Ducks basketball. Outside left, it's Kelly. Gives it out on top. Here's the three launched, and that three is going to fall. That's Falatea. Falatea for three makes it a 9-3 Ducks lead. 4:46 to play in the first. Wisconsin with Hallie Douglas going the other way. Douglas will pass. And that one's stolen by Oregon. Ducks into the front court. Kelly falls to the floor. Leitzinger picks up the loose ball. On the fast break, she'll bounce to her left to Kron. Back to Nat. Layup good by Natalie Leitzinger. 9-5, and the Badgers trail by four. 4:20 and counting to go in this first quarter. Badgers in transition. Here's Mevius the other way, and Mevius will be called for a walk, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:17 to play in this first quarter. Timeout on the floor. It's Oregon 9, Wisconsin 5. Back after this, and this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin on the road in Eugene, Oregon. John Audius with you. The Badgers trail the Oregon Ducks 9-5 with 4:17 to play in the opening quarter. The Badgers are 2 of 6 from the floor. Hallie Douglas, 1 of 1 from downtown. She has one of the 2 field goals. Natalie Leitzinger in transition, a layup, has the other one. Meanwhile, for the Oregon Ducks, Amina Muhammad has 4 points for Oregon on 1 of 2 shooting. So the Badgers and Ducks playing for the first time since 2009. It's the first meeting between these two teams as members of the Big Ten. And the Ducks, by the way, without their leading scorer today, Peyton Scott, who is out. She scores about 11 points per game. She's a 2,000 career point scorer. Oregon has 2 players with both with 2,000 career points. Here's Ronnie Porter throwing it off to the left side. Jimenez tries a 3, and that one's good. So a 3 hit by Giannis Jimenez pulls the Badgers to within 1. 9-8 Oregon. 3:57 to go in the first quarter. Here's Mevius out on top for the Ducks. 1-point Oregon lead. They scored the first 6 points of this game. Here's Kelly outside left, defended by Jimenez. Screen set by Che. And now going downhill, a drive and a blocking foul called against the Badgers. Muhammad works her way to the free throw line one more time. So Muhammad back to the free throw line. And Carter McCray will be called for the block. McCray, I believe that should be foul number 2 against McCray. Let me double check that. That's 2 personal fouls now against McCray, 3 against the Badgers as a team. And Amina Muhammad is at the free throw line. She's a 50% free throw shooter. Transfer from Texas and scored in double figures 4 of the last 5 games, and that free throw is no good. Boxing out and grabbing the rebound for Wisconsin is Sarah Williams. Her second rebound of the game. To the corner, Jimenez driving left baseline. Pull up, that one rolls off the rim, no good. And the rebound collected by Rambis, who's into the game now for the Ducks. other side. Accelerating to the rim. A drive and a shot is missed by Kelly. Rebounded by Wisconsin. Here's Hallie Douglas in the front court. Off to her right, where it's picked up by Cron, who guides it over to Douglas, who directs it back over to Cron and finds Porter high right side to reset. 3:08 to play in the first quarter. Williams catches, double team, mid post on the right. Out to the left. Here's a pass that's deflected and stolen by Oregon. Douglas's pass is picked off. It was grabbed by Balatea. Now the Ducks have it. They work it inside. Working on Williams, that's Muhammad back out. Rambis has it out on top. Shot clock's approaching 10 now for the Ducks. Rambis is trying to grab a pass now, and Williams deflects it, and it's stolen by Wisconsin. 11-8 Oregon, 2:32 to play in this first quarter. Williams, turnaround shot, that one's going to rattle in. Williams from the baseline, and it rattles through for Sarah Williams. 2:20 to play in this first quarter. 11-10, Oregon leading Wisconsin. Williams scores about 19 per game this season. That's fourth in the Big Ten. Here's Kelly, free throw line. Kelly brings it back out with the dribble. Pass to her right. Now Muhammad over to Kelly on the wing. Defended by Jimenez. Screen set, pull up. Kelly, good. Kelly hits the jumper. 13-10, Oregon. Here's Giannis Jimenez, high left side. Finds Hallie Douglas out at the head of the key. Over to Porter, who's open on the right side for three. It's no good. Rebound right into the lap of Kelly. 1:40 to go in the first quarter. 3-point Ducks lead. Here's the drive. Layup no good. Rambis from the other side. She tries to put it up and in. That one falls off the left side of the rim. No good. Two decent tries there by Oregon. Badgers come away with the misses. Now over to Sarah Williams. Quick turnaround shot right baseline is no good. Boxing out, Rambis has it. Porter tried to play the passing lane. Came up empty on a steal attempt. And now down low, it's Muhammad off a drive by her teammate. It's an assist by Fizzo and the finish by Muhammad. Oregon, two on the board for the Ducks. It's now a 15-10 Ducks lead, under a minute to play. Ball goes out of bounds, but who touched it last? We'll see whose ball this will be as soon as we get a good look at it. It'll be Oregon basketball. All right, under a minute to go. Oregon by five, first quarter, 15-10. Here's Fizzo driving down low. Fizzo defended by Porter, kicking it back out. Top of the key, Whitfield with the basketball. Oregon's shot clock getting down to 10 seconds. Here's Kelly hesitating, driving, scoring with the left hand. Kelly up and in for two. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. 17-10, Oregon first quarter lead. Ronnie Porter, front court for the Badgers. Pass between the circles, down to 16 seconds. 7-point deficit for Wisconsin. Or 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Porter still with the dribble. Still has it, top of the key. Drives to her right, looks to her left. Down to 3 seconds. Look inside, Spasovsky at the buzzer, and it's going to count. Spasovsky deep on the right, puts it off the backboard for two, and Wisconsin ends the first quarter with a bucket. And after the first 10 minutes from Matthew Knight Arena in Eugene, Oregon, the Badgers down by five, Ducks 17, Badgers 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Well, today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. John Audius with you. The Badgers are in Eugene, Oregon, facing the Oregon Ducks. First quarter is done. It's a 17-12 Oregon lead. Ducks shoot 47% in that opening quarter. The Badgers shoot 41%. Leading scorers for Wisconsin with 3 points apiece, Halle Douglas and Deanis Jimenez each have knocked down a three-pointer for Wisconsin. The Badgers as a team, 2 of 7 from the three-point arc. Meanwhile, Oregon's largest run in this game, they scored the first 6 points of the game to take a 6-0 lead. They've led by as many as 7, and after the first 10 minutes, it is a 5-point lead for the Ducks. And Amina Muhammad has 8 points on 3 of 4 shooting for Oregon. She leads the Ducks in scoring, followed by Deja Kelly with 6 points. This Oregon bench definitely can put some points on the board. 30 points per game, that's 18th best in the NCAA off the bench. And actually, part of their bench is actually in the starting lineup today with Muhammad getting the start in place of Peyton Scott. Here's Kelly out on top for the Oregon Ducks with the handle. Just underway in the second quarter. Gives it up to Fizeau outside right. Screen set by Rambis. And now they look back inside to Rambis. A ball fake, a drive, and a foul called as the ball actually hits Spashovsky. And so that'll be... Actually, I think they're going to get a walk on Rambis, who went into the air and then came down with it. So it'll be Wisconsin ball. Actually going to be called a walk. And then her pass hit Spasovsky in the face. Ivana Spasovsky coming off a nice effort against Minnesota. Came into the second quarter when the Badgers needed some sort of stability. Scored 5 points for Wisconsin and it turned out to be a 9-point loss. Left side, Myers, rainbow three, hits the left side of the rim, no good. And the rebound chased down by the Ducks. 5-point Oregon lead. 17-12. Pull up in the lane. That jumper missed by Kelly. Rebound into the hands of Leitzinger for Wisconsin. About a minute gone by now in the first quarter. Or second quarter, rather. It's 17-12 Oregon. Here's Ronnie Porter, just left of the wheel. Dribbling to her right. Screen set by Williams. Pull up jumper near the right elbow is short. Rambis grabs the loose ball for Oregon. Kelly flies up the left sideline. Skips it off to the right, and Fizeau working on Myers. Turnaround is good. Fizeau from the baseline with two. So it's now a 19-12 Oregon lead. Other side, here's Wisconsin. Sarah Williams, right shoulder turn up with the left hand. It comes up empty. Picked up by Oregon as the Badgers try to save it from going out of bounds. Ducks in transition, up by 7. Off to the corner. Now far side corner, here's a 3 straight on, that's in for Fizeau. 22-12, largest lead of the game now for the Ducks. It's at 10 after a Fizeau 3, and Wisconsin needs a timeout. 8:17 to play in the second quarter. It's Oregon 22, Wisconsin 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back. John Audius with you. Biggest lead of the game now for the Oregon Ducks. It's 22-12. Oregon on top of Wisconsin. A three-pointer by the Ducks gives them the double-digit lead. Well, Badger fans, Wisconsin returns to the Kohl Center coming up on January 11th. Get ready for what will be a family fun at the Kids Takeover game. Wisconsin takes on Maryland at 1:30 p.m. on January 11th, and select young fans will have the opportunity to shadow game day staff and be part of the experience. Can't wait to see you out at the Kohl Center Saturday, January 11th at 1:30 p.m. Tickets at uwbadgers.com. So Wisconsin is shooting 33% in this game, 0 of 3 to start quarter number 2 from the floor. Oregon, 50%. From the floor, 9 of 18 as a team, and in this quarter they made 2 of 3 shots, outscoring Wisconsin 5-0 to start the second. Remember, Oregon outscored the Badgers 6-0 to start quarter number 1. Ducks have made 2 of 3 from downtown. Falatea has one, Fizo has the latest, and Oregon on top. Largest lead of the game now for the Ducks at 10. If Wisconsin can go on a run here. Badgers come in 10-4 this season. Oregon, same identical record as Wisconsin overall, and both teams have the same Big Ten record. Both come in with a 1-2 conference mark. Here is Ronnie Porter up the right sideline for Wisconsin, defended by Mevius. Over to Leitzinger. Here's a screen. Leitzinger finds Sarah Williams, lobbying, looking for Spasovsky, and it's stolen. Stolen by the Ducks. Here comes Oregon in transition. How about a three on the right side? That one skims off the rim. It's no good after the miss by Bell. And then Natalie Leitzinger comes back the other side and drills a three for Wisconsin. Three-pointer hit by Natalie Leitzinger. 7:44 to go in this second quarter. 22-15. Badgers drill the three. It's the third three-point make of the game for the UW. Here is Fizo. Screen set. And they look inside for Che, goes up and was fouled. Basovsky will be called for that foul, so that's going to be the 6'8" Chai at the free throw line. So Filipina Chai is a 60% free throw shooter. 22-15 Oregon. And that first one drops.
Manny Palatea, 6-back in for Oregon.
Galatea comes back into the game now for Oregon. 23-15 Ducks. Next one is up and through for Chai. So two free throws made by Filipina Chai. Scores about 6 points per game for the Ducks, and it's a 24-15 Oregon lead. 7:25 to go, second quarter. Here's Ronnie Porter, high left side for the UW. Takes a look at head coach Marissa Mosley. Fizo then got a little bit closer to the basketball before Porter turned her head again. At the left elbow, Williams. Kick out left side. Screen set for Tess Myers. Return pass, Williams. Ball fake on Chai. A drive, a whistle, and an offensive foul. Foul called against Sarah Williams. Williams got by Chai, and then Mevius stood her ground right in front of the restricted arc, absorbing the contact from Williams. So for Sarah Williams, Badgers leading scorer, leading rebounder, 2 points, two boards, and gets called for the foul. Here's Chai underneath. Chai up with the left hand, just missed it. Down low, around two Wisconsin Badgers. Spasovsky comes out of there with it for Wisconsin. And Leitzinger cutting to the rim, grabs the pass, gets it down low to Bisball, who's into the game now. And then Oregon comes away with the steal. Chai swiped it away. Bisball coming in for Sarah Williams, by the way. Badger freshman, and now a whistle stops play as Oregon grabbed it down low. That was by Whitfield, and Porter will be called for a foul. Yeah, Ellie Bisball into the game. The 6'4" freshman has played in just 7 games this season and has scored 4 points for Wisconsin, but she's out there now. 6'4" guarding the 6'8" Chai. Inbounds pass caught by the Ducks. Check it. I said Chai. I meant Che. Here's Falatea. Over to Mevius. Inside layup good by Whitfield. Ducks 26, Wisconsin 15. Largest lead of the game. It's 11. Here's Bisball at the right elbow. Defended by Che. Bisball bouncing for Douglas, has it stumbling forward in the lane. Back to Bisball. Bisball working on Che, pivoting out to Leitzinger, top of the key. Here is Leitzinger up. It's going to be no good. Rebound.